on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you really think Jess is not going to come to my birthday party? I've been thinking about this the last couple of days, and I'm like, there's no way that you're really not going to show up for this. Like, of all people in the world, you would not show up for this.
It's not that I am not showing up. I literally am unable to attend. I think there's a difference. I'm not showing up because I don't want to be there. I literally can't go because I have an obligation to literally the Maryland Office of Tourism that I cannot neglect.
Are you listening to this story? Have you heard this rhetoric
this
the last couple
so
of days?
This is so real. I need you to really believe me when I tell you. It's so real and it's so important. And that's not something I cannot attend because I literally signed a contract to do this months ago.
I think Jess is trying to pull the greatest birthday prank of all time right now.
You're playing yourself. I can't go.
In case you don't know, y'all, we're now officially 2 days away from Kramer's Namaste Birthday Blowout. It is a yoga, sober birthday experience. My first birthday party since I was 9. Y'all, nobody paid attention to me at my own birthday party. I've had trauma since then. So I said, you know what? For the first time, I'm going to undo this wound and try it again. I invited all of my radio friends to my version of a birthday party. No meat, no alcohol, just yoga and good vibes. Most people so far said they're coming. Some of your favorite radio personalities all going to show up.
Yes.
One of the only people that says they're not coming, wink, 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 is Jess.
Because when you told us this last week, you gave us like a week's notice, and I told you then, and I'm telling you now that I can't go because
she's
got
a work obligation just magically, and I'm like, okay.
No, it's not magically. I have an email chain dating back to February 2025.
Do you? Okay. So I call BS on that. I, in my heart, am not going to let myself down to think that Jess, my favorite person in the world, is not going to show up for my birthday party. My first birthday party in 30-some-odd years. It's crazy.
All right.
We got a few more RSVPs. These are your favorite radio personalities, by the way, here in town that have been invited to the party. You want to see who else is coming and who is not? This is our boss, Tom Cook from Today's 101.9. Let's see. Let's see if Tommy Boy is.
Not Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy. Please don't. Let's not start that.
It's coming to the party.
And I just want to give you a heads up. Christy and I will be there on Saturday.
Hey.
Full disclosure, neither of us have ever done yoga. We'll give it a shot, though.
Yo.
A little concerned about farting. Got to be honest. I'm afraid I'm going to blow it up in there. But that's okay. We'll figure it out. I'd rather do 30 minutes of yoga and 60 minutes on that burger you're talking about. But either way, we'll be there.
Not
right?
Farting.
See ya.
How many, so sweet.
Listen, how many fart jokes are these radio DJs
not blowing
make?
It up. That's
be,
crazy, though.
Crazy.
Let's not do that.
This is Ed Norris. Y'all know Ed Norris, man. He's on 105.7 The Fan. He's been in this town forever. He's actually the ex-police commissioner in Baltimore. He's very famous in this city.
He's a pretty big deal.
I don't know if he's going to show up for this.
Hey, man, did you hear Kramer's birthday party on the 31st? Yeah. Sounds okay. I mean, I like him. I think I'm going to check it out. I like yoga. I do yoga. No booze. No meat. Yeah. Oh, the 31st. Yeah. That's my wedding anniversary. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to be able to make it. But I would have loved to come and not eat meat and not drink booze at a birthday party. Happy birthday, man.
Why was that the best?
What about Charlotte, our producer, our lovely producer? You know, Charlotte hasn't been here nearly as long as Jess. Jess has, you know, been here a decade working with us. But let's see, Charlotte.
Kramer, it is your producer, Charlotte. I will definitely be there on Saturday. And these burgers better be really damn good. I hope the vegan cheese is up to my cheese expectations. Because if there's one thing about me, it's I put the char in charcuterie. So I have very high cheese. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll be there.
The char in charcuterie.
Oh,
can we please?
That's
that needs
good.
To be on a
that
banner.
That needs to be a t-shirt. This is Rob Long from 105.7 The Fan, the sports station.
Rob from 105.7 The Fan. So no booze. No meat, no dairy, no Rob. I'm coming to that. Come on, what's wrong with you, man? No, actually, I would love to come, Kramer, just because that would be 2 hours of making fun of you. But I have an Orioles game that I have to work on Saturday. If I can sneak through, I will. If not, happy birthday, man. I wish I could be there. Because if I was there, I would bring a steak and eat it in front of you.
I'm getting that on a t-shirt. No booze, no meat, no dairy, no Rob.
I still think Jess is coming, man.
I'm not coming.
You really think Jess ain't gonna show up for my birthday party?
I literally can't go, dude.
No way.
I am contractually obligated. Can't be there.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.